एवं स्वचित्ते स्वत एव सिद्धा आत्मा प्रियोऽर्थो भगवान् अनन्ता तं निर्वृतो नियतार्थो भजेत संसार हेतु परमश्च यत्र. Thus being fixed, one must render service unto the super soul situated in one's own heart by his omnipotency. Because he is the almighty personality of Godhead, eternal and unlimited, he is the ultimate goal of life. And by worshipping him, one can end the cause of the conditioned state of existence.
Его сердце благодаря своему всемогуществу, поскольку она является всемогущей личностью Бога, вечной, неограниченной, беспредельной, она является конечной целью жизни, и благодаря поклонению ей человек может положить конец вещи необусловленного состояния существования.
Purport. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:61, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, is the all-pervading, omnipresent Super Soul. Therefore, one who is a yogi can worship only him because he is the substance and not illusion.
Поэтому тот, кто является йогом, может поклоняться только ему, поскольку он является сущностью, а не иллюзией.
Every living creature is engaging in the service of something else.
Все живые создания заняты служением кому-то еще.
A living being's constitutional position is to render service, but in the atmosphere of maya or illusion, or the conditional state of existence, then the conditioned soul seeks the service of illusion.
Конституциональное положение живого существа состоит в служении, но в атмосфере майи или иллюзии, или обусловленного состояния существования, обусловленная душа ищет служение иллюзии.
A conditioned soul works in the service of his temporary body, bodily relatives, like the wife and children, and the necessary paraphernalia for maintaining the body and bodily relations, such as the house, land, wealth, society, and country. But he does not know that all such renderings of service are totally illusory.
Обусловленная душа трудится в служении, служа этому временному телу, телесным родственникам, подобным жене и детям, и необходимому окружению для поддержания тела и телесных отношений, таким как дому, земле, богатству, обществе, стране. Но она не знает, что все подобное служение является полной иллюзией, полностью иллюзией.
As we have discussed many times before, this material world is itself an illusion, like a mirage in the desert.
Как мы уже обсуждали много раз прежде, этот материальный мир сам является иллюзией, подобно миражу в пустыне.
In the desert there is an illusion of water, and the foolish animals become entrapped by such an illusion and run after water in the desert, although there is no water at all.
В пустыне есть иллюзия воды, и глупые животные, попав под влияние такой иллюзии, бегут за водой в пустыне, хотя там вообще нет воды.
But because there is no water in the desert, one does not conclude that there is no water at all.
Но поскольку нет воды в пустыне, не следует заключать, что вообще не существует воды.
The intelligent person knows well that there is certainly water, water in the seas and oceans, but such vast reservoirs of water are far, far away from the desert.
Разумный человек прекрасно знает, что, несомненно, существует вода в океанах и морях. Но такие огромные резервуары воды находятся далеко, находятся очень далеко от пустыни.
One should therefore search for water in the vicinity of seas and oceans and not in the desert. Near, close.
Поэтому следует искать воду поблизости от моря и океана, а не в пустыне.
Every one of us is searching after real happiness in life, namely eternal life, eternal or unlimited knowledge and unending blissful life. But foolish people who have no knowledge of the substance search after the reality of life and the illusion.
Но глупые люди, которые не понимают, не имеют знания о, так сказать, сути, ищут реальности, точнее, ищут реальной жизни в иллюзии.
This material body does not endure eternally, and everything in relation with this temporary body, such as the wife, children, society, and country, also changes along with the change of body.
Это материальное тело не будет существовать вечно. И все связанное с этим временным телом, как, например, жена, дети, общество и страна, также изменяются вместе со сменой тела.
This is called samsara, a repetition of birth, death, old age and disease.
Это называется самсара, или повторение рождения, смерти, старости и болезни.
We would like to find a solution for all these problems of life, but we do not know the way.
Мы хотели бы найти решение всем этим проблемам жизни, но мы не знаем пути.
Herein it is suggested that anyone who wants to make an end to these miseries of life, namely repetition of birth, death, disease, and old age, must take to this process of worshipping the Supreme Lord, and not others, as it is also ultimately suggested in Bhagavad Gita.
Здесь предлагается, что каждый, кто хочет положить конец тем страданиям жизни, а не страданиям рождения, смерти, старости и болезней, должен принять процесс поклонения Верховному Господу и никому другому, как это в конечном итоге преподносит, как об этом, в конце концов, сказано в Бхагавад-гите
7.65. If we at all want to end the cause of our conditioned life, we must take to the worship of Lord Shri Krishna, who is present in everyone's heart, by his natural affection for all living beings, who are actually the parts and parcels of the Lord. 1861 Bhagavad-gita.
Если мы вообще хотим положить конец по причине нашей обусловленной жизни, мы должны принять поклонение Господу Шри Кришне, который присутствует в сердце каждого благодаря из-за своей естественной привязанности ко всем живым существам, которые в действительности являются неотъемлемыми частицами Господа.
The baby in the lap of his mother is naturally attached to the mother, and the mother is attached to the child.
Ребенок на коленях матери, естественно, привязан к матери, и мать привязана к ребенку.
But when the child grows up and becomes overwhelmed by circumstances, he gradually becomes detached from the mother, although the mother always expects some sort of service from the grown-up child, and is equally affectionate toward her child, even though the child is forgetful.
Но когда ребенок вырастает,
overwhelmed? When the child grows up, becomes overwhelmed by circumstances. You know, overwhelmed?
Но когда ребенок подрастает, в общем, как-то он, так или иначе, он попадает в длинные различных обстоятельств. Обстоятельства, он постепенно теряет привязанность к своей матери, хотя мать всегда ожидает какое-то служение от своего выросшего ребенка и одинаково привязана и также привязана к своему ребенку, даже хотя ребенок забывает о ней.
Similarly, because we are all part and parcel of the Lord is always affectionate to us, and he always tries to get us back home, back to Godhead.
Подобно этому, поскольку мы все являемся неотъемлемыми частицами Господа, Господь всегда привязан к нам, и Он всегда пытается вернуть нас назад домой, назад к Богу.
But we, the conditioned souls, do not care for Him and run instead after the illusory bodily connections.
Но мы, обусловленные души, не заботимся, не беспокоимся о Нем. И вместо этого поддерживаем свои иллюзорные
We must therefore extricate ourselves from all illusory connections of the world and seek reunion with the Lord, trying to render service unto Him, because He is the ultimate truth. Actually, we are hankering after Him as the child seeks the mother. And to search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we need not go anywhere else, because the Lord is within our hearts. This does not suggest, however, that we should not go to the places of worship, namely the temples, churches, and mosques.
Но это, однако, не предполагает, что мы должны отправляться в места поклонения, такие как храмы, церкви и мечети.
Such holy places of worship are also occupied by the Lord, because the Lord is omnipresent.
Господь также присутствует в таких святых местах поклонения, поскольку Господь все проникающий, где присутствующий.
For the common man, these holy places are centers of learning about the science of God.
Для обычного человека эти святые места являются центрами обучения науки о Боге.
When the temples are devoid of activities, the people in general become uninterested in such places. Consequently, the mass of people gradually become godless, and a godless civilization is the result.
Когда храмы
devoid. Absent, when activities are absent in the home, when there's no activity.
Когда храмы не действуют, обычные люди перестают интересоваться такими местами. Следовательно, масса людей постепенно становится безбожными, и безбожная цивилизация, и в результате этого возникает безбожная цивилизация.
Such a hellish civilization artificially increases the conditions of life, and existence becomes intolerable for everyone.
Такая адская цивилизация постепенно, точнее, искусственно увеличивает условия жизни, улучшает условия жизни, и существование становится невыносимым для каждого.
The foolish leaders of a godless civilization try to devise various plans to bring about peace and prosperity in the godless world under a patent trademark of materialism. And because such attempts are illusory only, the people elect incompetent, blind leaders, one after another, who are incapable of offering solutions.
Глупые лидеры безбожного общества пытаются создавать различные планы, как внести мир и процветание в безбожный мир.
Under the stamp. The trademark is just say under the name of materialism.
Чтобы принести мир и процветание под именем материализма. Поскольку такие попытки являются лишь иллюзией, люди выбирают некомпетентных слепых лидеров одного за другим, которые не способны предложить настоящее решение.
If we at all want to end, if we want at all to end this anomaly of a godless civilization, we must follow the principles of revealed scriptures like the Srimad Bhagavatam and follow the instruction of a person like Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who has no attraction for material gain.
Если мы вообще хотим положить конец этой аномалии безбожной цивилизации, мы должны следовать принципам, явленных писаниям, подобных Шримад Бхагаватам, и следовать наставлениям личности, подобных Шри Шукадеве Госвами, который не имел привязанности к материальным целям.
Ома гьяна тимарандасья гьянанджана салакая чакша унмилитам йената змайши гирвей намаха Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Hangam Nangaya Tegari Yat Kripa Tamaham Madeshi Gurundina Tarana. this verse is describing how one must come in contact with the Lord within the heart. And by coming in contact with the Lord, one awakens to his relationship with Krishna. The title of this chapter is The Lord in the Heart. And it helps us to understand how Krishna is manifest within everyone's heart as the super soul. And how he is directing the wanderings of all living entities. Ishvara sabhabhutanam hridesha juna tishtati ramranam sabhabhutani yancha urdhani maniya. And this verse that is cited here from Bhagavad Gita is that Krishna is seated within everyone's heart and is directing the wanderings of all living beings who are seated on a machine made of material energy.
В этом стихе из Бхагавад-гиты говорится, что Кришна пребывает в сердце каждого, и Он направляет скитание всех живых существ, которые находятся в машине, созданной материальной энергией.
Those who are forgetful of the existence of the Lord within their heart.
Те, кто не забыли о присутствии Господа в своем сердце.
Take shelter in the illusory relationships of the material world as described here.
Принимают прибежище в иллюзорных отношениях материального мира, как это описывается здесь.
In this atmosphere of illusion, it is compared to just like the animal seeking for water in the desert.
И эта атмосфера иллюзии сравнивается тем, что животные ищут воду в пустыне.
There is no water available in the desert.
В пустыне нет воды.
But one sees the illusion of water and runs after it, thinking that there will be some relief from the scorching heat. The word Maya simply means that which is not. It means that this material world is not the reality.
Это значит, что материальный мир не является реальностью.
It is the temporary manifestation, just as a cloud may temporarily appear in the sky.
Он является временным проявлением, подобно тому, как облако какое-то время существует в небе.
The proper understanding of this material world according to Vaishnava philosophy.
Правильное понимание этого материального мира в соответствии с философией Вайшнава.
Is that although the material world, this material world is not reality.
Таково, что хотя материальный мир не является реальностью.
The devotee never declares it as being false.
Преданный никогда не объявляет, что он иллюзорен.
The impersonalists, they say that the material world is false and rejected.
Имперсоналисты говорят, что материальный мир ложен и отвергают его.
And there is the, the words they use of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, that the Brahman is truth and its material universe is false.
И они используют это выражение, что Брахман истинен, а материальный мир иллюзорен, ложен.
However, the devotee, his understanding is different.
Но однако преданный понимает разницу.
Because the devotee knows that nothing can exist anywhere within the creation of the Lord. Separate from the Lord. Even the ability to see this material nature separate from Krishna is coming from Krishna. Therefore, it is Krishna who is the creator of this illusion.
И поэтому именно Кришна, который создал эту иллюзию.
He has created the material world as a place where the living entities can try to enjoy separate from him.
Он создал материальный мир как место, где живые существа могут пытаться наслаждаться независимо от него.
And because the living entity is eternal,
и поскольку живое существо вечно,
all his attempts to find shelter and happiness within the material world ultimately end in failure.
Все его попытки найти счастье и какое-то прибежище в материальном мире в конечном итоге кончаются неудачей.
Because the material nature is temporary.
Поскольку материальная природа временная.
The example what is used is just like one may misidentify a rope to be a snake.
И приводится пример, что можно спутать веревку со змеей.
However, the rope is not a snake.
Но однако веревка не является змеей.
It is the misidentification.
Это просто, ну, человек спутал.
Accepting something to be something else.
Это принятие чего-то в качестве чего-то другого.
Which is false. But a rope is not false, and neither is a snake.
Но сама веревка не является ложной, и также змея, как змея.
They both exist.
Они существуют.
So similarly, this material world is Krishna's energy.
И подобно этому материальный мир — это энергия Кришны.
How can Krishna's energy be false?
Как энергия Кришны может быть ложной?
It is not possible for the energy of the Lord to be false.
Невозможно энергии Господа быть ложной.
It's real, but it's temporary. What is false is when the pure spirit soul. What is false is when the pure spirit soul.
Иллюзией, как бы ложным, является то, что чистая духовная душа
identifies with the material world. Just as the person who thinks the rope is a snake. In the same way, one who takes this material world to be reality. He is under the influence of the illusory energy. And what is false is his own misidentification. Just as a pure drop of rainwater when it falls onto the land, it picks up all the qualities of the land when mixes with it. In the same way, when the pure spirit soul comes in contact with material nature, he assumes the qualities of material nature by his identification with matter. As long as he continues to identify with material nature as this real substance, he cannot understand that there is another nature,
она, душа, не может понять, что есть другая природа,
which is the real substance.
Которая является, ну, настоящей сутью.
Everything here is simply the perverted reflection of the real substance.
Все здесь является лишь искаженным отражением истинной реальности.
Substance that exists in the spiritual world is eternal.
Реальность, которая существует в духовном мире, вечна.
Therefore, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that those who are seers of the truth know that of the eternal there is no cessation.
Поэтому Кришна говорит в Бхагавад Гите, что те, кто видит абсолютную истину, знают, что вечное не имеет конца.
And of material there is no endurance. Material does not last. That is the difference between spirit and matter. Spiritual is eternally existing. And matter is only temporarily manifest. That is, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita Parastasmat tu bhavanyo vyakto vyatat sanatana. Yaksasavishu bhuteshu nasyasu navinashati. Explains to Arjuna that there is another place which is eternal.
Krishna объясняет Арджуне, что есть другое место, которое вечно.
When everything this in this world is annihilated, that place remains the same.
И когда все в этом мире уничтожается, то место остается неизменным.
Avyaktokshara ityukhas tamaham paramam gatim yam prapyana nivartante tad dhamma paramam. The supreme abode is unmanifested and infallible, and is the supreme destination.
Это высшая обитель непроявлена и непогрешима, и она является высшим назначением.
And when one goes there, he never has to come back.
И когда кто-то отправляет сюда, он не должен возвращаться назад.
Krishna is telling Arjuna the difference between the material world and the spiritual world.
Krishna говорит Арджуне о разнице между духовным миром и материальным миром.
Material world is Krishna's energy.
Материальный мир это энергия Кришны.
Therefore being a transformation of his energy.
И поэтому является трансформацией или изменением его энергии.
It has factual existence.
Он имеет реальное существование.
Therefore, as we described yesterday, that there are three primary energies of the Lord. There is the spiritual energy. There is the living entity, which, although belongs to the spiritual energy, identifies with the third energy. Which is ignorance and invisible and fruitive activities. This third energy is the Maya. It's called the avidya karma, or ignorance. The ignorance that causes one to forget. That he is a servant of Krishna. And therefore, in the material world, everyone is simply like the animal which is looking for water in the desert. There is no water. There only appears to be water. One runs here and there, always looking for the phantasmagoria of the material world. Thinking that one will find relief from the scorching heat of the desert. Because the material world is temporary, this is the cause of suffering for the eternal soul. And because by nature the eternal living being wants to experience unending happiness, he is forced to give up everything which he obtains within this world. Which are the cause of his temporary happiness. It is explained that the happiness that one experiences in within this material world is only the slight mitigation of one's distress. The example which Prabhupada gives is that of the punishment which is given out by kings in ancient times. Where one is strapped into a chair and dunked into the water. And then having been held under water for till his final breath. He is allowed to surface and gasp for some air.
А его вытаскивали на поверхность и солили вдохнуть воздух.
The air that he experiences, when he experiences this ability to breathe, he considers this happiness. And as soon as he experiences that, he is forced back down again into the water. Only again to wait for another opportunity to get that breath. So this is like the happiness of the material world. Is that the living entity is always hankering for that pleasure. And the anticipation of pleasure is what he calls happiness. Anticipation, expectation.
И ожидание это ожидание это наслаждение, то, что они называют счастьем.
He lives in constant expectation for the opportunity to experience happiness.
Они живут в постоянном ожидании возможности ощутить испытать счастье.
And when the happiness is achieved,
и когда они достигают счастья,
just as quickly as it comes, it goes.
Так же быстро оно так же быстро уходит, как приходит.
It doesn't stay. It doesn't. It cannot endure. Because everything within the material world is flickering and temporary. A person may work hard his whole life with the expectation of happiness at some point in the future. But as soon as he has achieved his ultimate goal.
Но как только он достигает своей высшей цели,
then it cannot bring him the permanent satisfaction that what he thought that which he expected from it.
Он не может ощутить этого постоянного удовлетворения, которого он ожидал.
And in due course of time, he develops new plans for happiness.
И с течением времени он создает новые планы достижения счастья.
Because the fulfillment of this plan is no longer sufficient to give him happiness. Great expectations are there. Yet, the nature of the pleasure that one experiences in the material world is just like the prisoner who was let out of the water to gasp for some air. The threefold miseries described as Adi Atmika Klesha, Adi Bodhika Klesha, Adi Daivika Klesha. Are the miseries caused by the body and mind. The miseries caused by other living entities. And the miseries caused by natural disturbances. Such as earthquakes and floods. These are the threefold miseries of the material world. And we are always being subjected to these miseries. And therefore, the foolish living entity within the material world makes a permanent plan for happiness centered around relief from these miseries. He does not want to die, and therefore he makes a plan for security within this world. He does not want to suffer, therefore he makes a plan for relief from physical distress and physical discomfort.
Они не хотят страдать, поэтому планируют, как избавиться от телесных страданий и дискомфорта.
He always tries to avoid the discomforts of this material world. But he tries to adjust the circumstance by artificial methods, thinking that by such temporary adjustments, he has created the solution to his problems. The real difficulty is that he has forgotten that he's eternal. And therefore creates the a network of reactions which cause the cause of his suffering within this material world. Because he does not understand the law of karma. He cannot see that the very pursuits of pleasure that he is making are simply laying the foundation for the pain of the future. As long as one enjoys or is identifies with this ignorance which is visible in fruitive activities, as long as one identifies with the ignorance which is visible through the third energy of the Lord, he continuously creates reactions to his work. And therefore, both the pain and pleasure that one experiences in this life is automatically allotted as a result to one's activities in his previous life. Allotted, given to him. And the adjustments that he tries to make in this life to avoid the pain are simply creating the reactions which he will be forced to accept in his next life. As long as the eternal soul accepts reactions to his work, he will have to accept another body to live out those reactions. Whether good or bad, it does not make any difference. Any reactions of any type means that one must accept another material body. One may engage in pious activities and receive the results of his pious works by being promoted to heavenly planets. But when the pious results are exhausted, he comes back down again. And then he simply creates more reactions. It is endless. And there is no termination whatsoever for the reactions of material life. Except by surrendering to Krishna. When Krishna says to Arjuna, Sarva Dhammam Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja, that abandon all varieties of religion and I and just surrender unto me, I will deliver you from all sinful reactions.
Krishna говорит Арджуне в Бхагавад-гите, что оставь все виды религии и просто предайся мне, и освобожись от всех греховных реакций.
But Krishna is saying is that all the reactions to your past sinful lives will be relieved.
Krishna говорит, что все реакции на твою прошлую греховную жизнь будут избавлены от всех реакций.
Both pious and sinful reactions. Actually, anyone who completely surrenders to Krishna is relieved from all all accumulated reactions. And he no longer creates any more reactions. Just as when the plug is pulled out from a fan, the blade comes to a stop.
Лопасти постепенно останавливаются.
And as long as the plug is not placed back into the socket of the wall.
И до тех пор, пока мы не ставим, розетку,
the blade will not turn again.
Лопасти не начнут вращаться снова.
In the same way, when one takes the devotional service to Krishna,
и подобным образом человек принимает преданное служение Кришне.
It is like pulling out the plug of the fan.
Это все равно, что выключить вентилятор.
Gradually one becomes relieved from all past sinful activities.
Постепенно человек освобождается от всех прошлых греховных действий.
And as long as he does not engage in sinful activities again,
и до тех пор, пока он не занимается новыми греховными действиями,
he will not accumulate the results of his work.
Он не накапливает результаты своей работы.
And will not require to accept another material body again.
И ему не будет требоваться принимать вновь материальное тело.
Therefore, a devotee must be careful to not engage in any kind of sinful activities. By understanding our relationship with Krishna and by coming in contact with the real substance of the spiritual world, one loses his attraction for this material world. He understands that the spiritual world is reality. And is the source of eternal pleasure and happiness for the soul. And by coming, re-establishing that eternal relationship with Krishna, he experiences a superior happiness, which is transcendental to material happiness. When this hankering soul experiences this real happiness, the pleasure that he experiences is so superior to any other type of pleasure in this world, that having once experienced it, he can never forget it. It is a permanent impression. That is why Narada Muni explains in the Bhagavatam that to Srila Vyasadeva, that if a devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, he certainly will not become a fruitive worker again. Because a person who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord will not be able to do anything but remember that ecstasy again and again. He will not be able to forget the superior pleasure. And he'll simply try to imitate the activities of a materialist. Once again trying to forget Krishna. And to pursue material pleasures. But it will not be possible to completely forget Krishna. So, having experienced this pleasure of devotional service, the devotee knows that actually that this pleasure is so superior that he wants nothing more to continue to experience this higher pleasure. When one experiences this higher pleasure, he loses his attraction for the material world. And therefore the only way to factually give up sinful activities is to experience a higher taste in Krishna consciousness. Without this higher taste, because the living entity by nature is desirous, he will look for the illusory pleasures of this material world and will simply accept the temporary relief of his suffering as happiness. Therefore, a devotee is intelligent and he thinks of the future. He knows that actually he'll continue to live beyond his temporary body. And therefore focuses his attention towards his relationship with Krishna. He knows that the activities and pastimes of the Lord are the reality that he is once again looking for. In the same way, all conditioned souls within the material world are repeatedly suffering the reactions to their work. And the devotee also tries to help them by introducing them to Krishna. When one actually is introduced to the pastimes of the Lord, and when one understands the real substance of a spiritual life, then he also can stop all the reactions to his sinful life. This is the permanent plan for happiness. This is the permanent plan for happiness. To stop engaging in sinful activities. Any activity separate from the interest of the Lord is sinful activity. A devotee has no other interest other than the interest of the Lord. A devotee always accepts everything favorable for devotional service. And he always rejects everything unfavorable for devotional service. A devotee always has firm faith that Krishna will give him protection. And he'll always feel himself completely dependent upon the mercy of the Lord. And a devotee always feels himself to be meek and humble. If one follows these principles of surrender, makes no other interest other than the Lord's interest, he will become free from all sinful life. He will become released from all the reactions to his previous millions of births in the material world. And because he comes in contact with the most meaningful activity on the spiritual platform, he will not think of engaging in sinful activities again. He's pulled the plug out from the fan. And he knows that he never wants to plug it back in again. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Spiritual life begins when one actually hears the message of Godhead. And when one's desire is created to go back home, back to Godhead. That is the very beginning of spiritual life.
Это самое начало духовной жизни.
One who always endeavors for Krishna.
Тот, кто всегда стремится к Кришне.
Then Krishna assures that he will help him.
Тому Кришна гарантирует, что он поможет.
That whatever he lacks, Krishna will give to him.
Все, что ему недостает, Кришна даст ему.
And whatever he has, Krishna will preserve for him.
И все, что у него имеет, все, что он имеет, Кришна сохранит для него.
Because Krishna is there within the heart.
Потому что Кришна присутствует в сердце.
Tesham satata yutanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. To those who are constantly endeavoring, worshipping me, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. And Krishna also explains that out of compassion for them, I dwelling within their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge
разрушу светильником, сияющим светильником знания.
The darkness born of ignorance.
Тьму, рожденную невежеством.
Krishna is within our heart.
Кришна пребывает внутри нашего сердца.
And he knows our every desires.
И он знает наше, он знает каждое наше желание.
When he sees that we are simply turning to him.
Когда он видит, что мы просто обращаемся к нему.
Then he provides the assistance required.
То он дает нам необходимую помощь.
To achieve the ultimate goal of life, to go back to Godhead.
Для того, чтобы мы могли достичь конечной цели жизни, вернуться назад к Богу.
One has to come in contact with the Lord within the heart, as described in this verse. And
необходимо прийти в контакт с Богом, пребывающим в сердце, как описывается в этом стихе.
One has to purify his existence.
Необходимо очистить свое существование.
So that he may follow the superior dictation coming from Krishna.
Чтобы человек мог следовать высшему руководству, которое исходит от Кришны.
And transcend this material world and go back to Godhead.
И превзойти этот материальный мир и вернуться назад к Богу.
This is the a recommendation which is made here.
Таковы рекомендации, которые даются здесь.
To extricate ourselves from the illusory connections of this world and to seek reunion with Krishna.
Избавить себя от иллюзорных связей с этим миром и искать стремиться к воссоединению с Кришной.
The example is given that just like the mother has her affection is there for the child.
И приводится мать, которая привязана к ребенку.
But when the child grows up and leaves,
и хотя ребенок подрастает и уходит от нее,
the mother is always expecting some service from the child.
Мать всегда ожидает какое-то служение от своего ребенка.
And is equally affectionate toward her child, even though the child is forgetful. Similarly, Krishna never forgets us. Although we may turn away from him, he never turns away from us. He comes with us wherever we go. As the Lord within the heart. And every single body we accept.
И в каждом теле, которое мы принимаем,
He accompanies us in our journey.
Он сопровождает нас в нашем путешествии.
And he is the permitter.
И он является позволителем.
And overseer, as described in Bhagavad Gita.
И наблюдателем, как описывается в Бхагавад Гите.
He permits us to have those things that we want. Permits us to have those things that we want.
Он позволяет нам получить те вещи, которые мы хотим.
And he oversees everything that we do as always as the superior controller.
И он наблюдает за всем, что мы делаем, как высший контролер владыка.
He never forgets, although we may forget him.
Он никогда не забывает нас, хотя мы можем забыть его.
And so if we simply turn.
И если мы просто обратимся к нему.
And hear his instructions.
И будем слушать его наставления.
And act upon them.
И действовать в соответствии с ними.
Then we can be assured that we'll enter back into the reality of spiritual world.
То тогда мы можем быть уверены, что мы вернемся назад к реальности духовного мира.
It is simply dependent upon the cultivation of our desire.
Это просто зависит от культивации нашего желания.
It is already there.
Оно уже присутствует.
But we must cultivate it.
Оно уже есть, но мы должны культивировать его.
By continuously hearing about Krishna.
Все время слушая Кришну.
So we'll stop here. Some questions.
Вопросы.
First I want questions related to the class.
Он контролирует ситуацию. В Бхагаватам говорится, что мы не должны строить планы никакие.
Могут быть судьбы. Запиши к этому плане.
Но преданный, в одном месте Шрима Бхагаван сказал, что он должен быть очень динамичным в своем преданном служении. То есть он должен искать
посадки.
Творить что? Dynamic. The fact is, in the material world, everyone is making plans. As we described, the materialists are always making plans for happiness. But his plans are always thwarted. Terminated. Impeded. However, this does not mean that as devotees we do not make plans. Actually, the nature of your question is the essence of the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Where one has to learn how to execute the instructions of the Lord. And depend upon the Lord for the result. In other words, when a devotee makes plans, it's not that he makes independent plans. He makes many plans. But they are always consistent with the instructions he's received. It's just like that Arjuna could have never participated in a battle. Whoever heard of participating in a battle without battle plans? There are certain plans that one has that he has to execute in battle. But whatever plans Arjuna made, were consistent with the plans that Krishna had for him. Krishna is the supreme plan maker. And it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nihyasya Kahichid Rajan Bhumar Veda Vidhitsitam, that nobody can understand the plan of Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. We cannot completely comprehend what Krishna's plan is. But we are included in his plan. And we should want to participate in his plan. For instance, we know that it is Lord Chaitanya's plan that in every town and village his holy name will be chanted. And being the general of the Sankirtan movement, he is engaging all of us in his instruments to his plan. He is giving everyone various responsibilities to this mission. And the devotee takes those responsibilities that are given to him. And he embraces those instructions. And he makes plans how to execute them. It is not wrong to make plans. In fact, we should fill our minds up so much with making plans for Krishna that there's no room to make plans for Maya. Prabhupada gives the example in the Bhagavad Gita. That just like the, sometimes the waves of the river are very strong, are found to be very strong. So if one goes out and stands in the middle of the river and tries to stop the waves, by his own efforts, it will not be possible for him to do it. However, the waves of the river enter into the ocean. And when they come in contact with the waves of the ocean, the waves of the river are pushed back by the greater waves of the ocean. Prabhupada says that these waves of the river are like our material desires. They are like our plans, for incessant plans for sense gratification. However, the ocean is like is Krishna consciousness. And when the waves of the river enter into the ocean, it is like our desires for sense gratification, which are changed to plans for Krishna.
То это сравнивается с желаниями чувственного наслаждения, которые, ну так сказать, изменяются на желание, на план для Кришны.
Prabhupada uses this example to say that therefore the devotee must take shelter.
И Прабхупада использовал этот пример, что поэтому преданный должен принять прибежище.
Of the Krishna conscious ocean.
Океана сознания Кришны.
By always making plans for the service of the Lord.
Всегда строя планы для служения Господу.
We always have to fill our minds with plans. And how to execute the order of Guru and Krishna. And in this way, there's no room for Maya. If we're not making plans for Krishna's service, then Maya will come in and capture us. And we'll simply make plans for sense gratification. So we must make plans. But they're never independent from Krishna's plan. And although we may not be able to comprehend what Krishna's greater plan is, although we may not understand what everything about what Krishna is going to do, he is giving us something to do. That's enough for a devotee. That he makes his plans around that. And then he watches Krishna's plan unfold. Because he's allowed to be an instrument. A devotee who's always obedient to Krishna's instructions can watch Krishna's plan unfolding. Can watch Krishna's plan unfolding. Unfold. Unfold? Opening up. He doesn't understand. He knows that it's not by his own efforts. He knows that the result is not by his own efforts. He is simply an instrument. Fulfilling Krishna's plan. Krishna's already planned it.
Krishna уже спланировал это.
So how is it? What is the question of it not happening if Krishna's planned it? Just like Krishna already killed everybody on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he showed Arjuna before fighting that he had already done it in his universal form. They were already killed even before the battle took place.
Они уже были убиты даже до того, как произошла эта битва.
Because it was Krishna's plan.
Потому что это был план Кришны.
However, he wanted Arjuna the opportunity, give Arjuna the opportunity to participate.
Но однако он хотел дать Арджуне возможность принять в этом участие.
That is what we are all looking for.
И это то, что мы ищем.
There's the opportunity to participate in Krishna's plan.
Возможность принять участие в исполнении плана Кришны.
Because if we don't, there's somebody else who also has plans.
Потому что если мы не сделаем это,
if we don't participate in Krishna's plan, there's somebody else who also has plans. Maya. She has her plans too. And we'll simply become an instrument for her plan. By becoming another casualty. By becoming another casualty. Casualty. Casualty is a victim. So, that is the consciousness that one must have in making plans. That he knows that in everything that he does, he is subordinate to Krishna. We may have our plans, but Krishna has his plans. We may try to bring about some, work very hard to bring out some result by some plan.
Мы можем очень тяжело, так сказать, упорно трудиться, чтобы исполнить какой-то свой план.
But a devotee is never discouraged.
Но преданный никогда не разочарован.
He's only interested in serving Krishna.
Он просто интересуется служением Кришне.
If another impediment comes before him,
если какое-то препятствие встает перед ним,
he just simply makes plans to overcome those impediments.
Он просто строит планы, как преодолеть это препятствие.
He sees the impediments as an opportunity to make more plans for Krishna. He never sees impediments as Krishna telling him, don't do what I've asked you to do. There's no question in the devotee's mind. His determination is fixed. He is simply being tested to see how strong his determination is. To execute the order of Guru and Krishna. And so in the distribution of Krishna consciousness, it is no question that it is that the that these books are meant to be distributed. There's no question that a devotee must make plans to go out and distribute so many books.
Нет вопроса, преданные должны идти и строить планы, как распространять множество книг.
But there's also no question that there will be impediments as well.
Но даже нет сомнения, что будут различные препятствия.
There will always be impediments.
Препятствия будут всегда.
The devotee will be one major impediment is the devotee's mind.
И одно из главных препятствий это ум преданного.
His mind is always rejecting and accepting. He's thinking, I won't be able to enjoy this activity. There's so many other impediments offered by material nature. The vehicle may be constantly breaking down. Or it's impossible to get petrol for the car. Or there's no vehicle at all and I can't carry all the books in my bag. Or the policemen are always kicking me out. And confiscating my books. Or nobody's interested in taking these books. It seems like nobody wants them. There will always be impediments. It's so cold outside. when it's very cold outside, it's another impediment. Or if it's raining, it's another impediment. Or if the sun is too hot, it's another impediment. There'll always be something to make us think, well, maybe you shouldn't do this. But a devotee who's fixed in his determination, he won't allow Maya to sway him from his determination. Sway? Influence
him.
And he'll simply make plans. Always keeping the real plan in mind. That whatever Maya throws my way, whatever Maya sends to me, in the form of an obstacle, they will not stop me in my determination. To execute the order of Guru and Krishna. This is how a devotee advances. By making plans in this way, Krishna helps him. That's why what Krishna says, those who are always endeavoring. It means we're endeavoring for Krishna. It is not Maya when there's some difficulty in our efforts. It is not that we're in Maya when we're experiencing some difficulty in our efforts. The difficulty is simply an opportunity to take shelter and surrender to Krishna. What's Maya is when we stop endeavoring because it's difficult. Then we're in Maya. As soon as we stop endeavoring for Krishna, we're in Maya.
Преданный получает инициацию у духовного учителя, говорится, что духовный учитель.
When spiritual master initiates the devotee, he takes his karma and serves it. The devotee takes some food in the house of karmi, he takes also karma, some karma. And определяется, сколько карма счета. In this case, it's how it's manifested and how it can be counted, who is inside, how much karma will transfer.
Is that like a karma meter? Is that karma one gets for what he does?
Yeah.
Dive in the train. Decided by the superior authorities. They have the demigods, they have their responsibility. And they're simply meeting out in proportion to the sinful reactions, or giving out the reactions according to the sinful activities. They have perfect calculations for everything. And although we may not be able to understand, important thing that we must understand is to not engage in those activities which produce karma. That's, in other words, if when one reads the descriptions of the sinful, of the hellish planets in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets the opportunity to see different degrees of punishment. He finds out that by doing this, this is what happens. And if I do this, this is what I get. Or if I, for instance, if one steals from a Brahmin, he has to take birth as a worm in stool for 60,000 years. These are punishments. So an intelligent person, will, when he sees, well, these are all the different reactions, he'll think, I don't want to do it. So it doesn't make any difference how much or how little. Don't do it.